Welcome to episode 482 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise. And today I'm continuing our mini-series on systematization, which will make a huge difference for you as you cycle towards the end of the year. Normally a very, very busy time for the majority of recruiters. And we've done the deep dive in the first episode around why systems are so important, why probably you're tripping yourself up. Gave you some ideas on LinkedIn systems. And today I want to talk about SOPs. And I have talked about this in the past, but it really is important now with so many things on your plate. You need to have an operating process that you follow, because that's what the big boys do and that's why they're so successful. So that's what we're going to cover today. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there, everyone. This is Denise, and welcome back to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. This is the show where recruitment business owners across the globe get several real-world strategies that will help them build scalable, profitable businesses, and particularly with the marketing and sales lens. So I'm your host, Denise. Today, we're talking about something that's probably causing many of you stress, and more stress than you care to admit, and that is the complete chaos that may or may not pass for marketing processes in your recruitment business. Now, obviously, I highlighted in the introduction that this is part of a mini-series. And I suspect that if you listen to this, chances are you're juggling LinkedIn outreach, content creation, candidate nurturing, client relationships, about 15 other marketing tasks. And then let's not even get into managing your team and managing your growth. So here's what I do know about the majority of recruitment business owners, search pros, staffing owners. You're incredible at finding talent and closing deals. But when it comes to systematizing your marketing processes, in the UK, we have this crazy saying called flying by the seat of your pants, or winging it, or making it up as you go along. And when you do something like that, it's actually costing you time, money, and probably, if not now, eventually your sanity, because you're going to get totally overwhelmed. And I think in today's environment where there's always another piece of software you can use, there's always another AI tool that you absolutely must be using, of course, according to everybody else. And it's very easy to then get totally overwhelmed as a small business owner, thinking, I'm losing out if I don't buy 30 different domain names, and if I don't do X and I don't do Y. That's not the case. What you need is to focus on the basics and have some systems and process around them, and you build from there. So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about standard operating procedures, a paint-by-number system that you can create for your marketing that literally anyone can follow and implement. Now, it was interesting. I mentioned in one of the other podcasts, one of our team members, Logan, I'm teaching him how to do different things. And I'm doing it through him following SOPs that I've created for him. But first of all, let's get into talking about this topic. And that is exactly, what is an SOP? What are the benefits? How do you actually create one? And how do you keep them moving forward in your business? So for those history buffs, and I know that some of you like these random facts. So standard operating procedures, been around for years, earliest documented SOPs were, believe it or not, the British Royal Navy. They are known to have various documented processes for onboarding tasks and onboard tasks because they needed to do things in a certain time frame. And they needed, obviously, consistency, reliability in operations. Then they came into operation more widespread operation during, obviously, the Industrial Revolution. And then we go from there. The military really have adopted, obviously the Navy started it, really have adopted the formalisation of SOPs, I think particularly in the US and the UK. And that has led to its adoption across many other areas. And as small business owners, we're using them now when it comes to flow and how to get things done in a timely manner and in the best way possible without us losing our minds. So an SOP is fundamental. It's the basics. It stands for a standard operating procedure. It's simply a step-by-step guide that documents how to complete a specific task or process in your business. I mean, logically, just think about it. It's like a recipe, but instead of making a cake or apple crumble, you're creating a repeatable system for something like how you onboard a new client, how to create and post LinkedIn content, anything like that. Now, over the years, SOPs have grown in how we use them. And the fact that many of us work away from the business, we work remotely. An SOP, particularly when it comes to marketing, there's another element that you can add to it, and that is to actually create a video of the process that you are using. This is, I think, particularly, it's quite nuanced for marketing that you can create a video, and actually it's really useful because it makes the whole process simpler, which I'm going to talk to you about later. But you can use a video to actually record yourself doing something, and then that video can be utilized as a training resource for people. So we know it's a step-by-step guide. Now, here's where most business owners get it wrong. They don't need to be super, super fancy. They don't need lots of workflows and fancy formatting and all that. The best SOPs are basically simple, clear, bullet points, step one, step two, step three, steps four. It works really well when you have a video to watch at the same time, but let's be honest about it. Simple Word document processes are ones that work particularly well. If it's a slightly more technical process, something I often do is I will do a screen grab. You know, there's a snipping tool that many of us have on, I don't use a Mac, but on C, there is a snipping tool you can use. I actually have another tool that I use, which is not relevant to this point, but you can use anything like that, that then you can paste into your SOP if that works for you. Now, as a recruitment business, SOPs are particularly crucial because you have marketing activities going on and they are often relationship-based and require consistency and work better when they're consistently applied. Because when you're building relationships with candidates and clients, you can't afford to be inconsistent in your approach, because if you stop posting, or if a random post goes out that doesn't follow your format, it's the wrong color, it's the wrong imagery, it can really impact your brand. So let me give you some examples of marketing SOPs that really every recruitment business should consider having. So let's just talk about content creation SOPs as an example. So could be how to research and write LinkedIn posts that generate leads, how to create video content, and you could have how to create video content for candidates, how to create video content for clients, how to repurpose one piece of content across multiple platforms. And you can see where this is going. So, you know, you could have a lead generation SOP, how to identify, research potential clients, how to implement a LinkedIn outreach campaign, how to follow up with prospects. All of these could have an SOP. And imagine having all of these that then your team could follow. So things are getting right. And obviously, this podcast isn't about management and leadership. It probably is at another level. And remember that using and implementing these systems is important with your team, because you want your you want to support your team, and SOPs really do that. They are useful in really minimizing the number of questions that you get, because if people follow the SOP, I often will say with some of our team members, have you watched the SOP video and have you followed the SOP? Go back and look at them. And then they'll come back and say, oh, I've worked it out now. I'd missed number 5 to 6. And that's where I got it wrong, because people often think they remember things. But even I use SOPs, because our email marketing, yes, I know how to do everything, but I haven't done it for a few weeks because a different member of the team has done it. So I had to go back over the SOPs and just remind me, which button do I click now? Ah, that's the button I click. So they are so useful as memory joggers and for those people that are implementing the process. So let's go back to Sarah, who I mentioned. I'm only using Sarah because we don't actually have a client called Sarah. So let me share Sarah. She runs a recruitment company. Every week she posts on LinkedIn. Completely random, all times of the day, whenever she gets a spare minute. And sometimes she posts about industry trends. Sometimes it's a personal branding post. It might be a testimonial. Or sometimes she just shares something she found interesting. Her engagement, very inconsistent. She's not getting a lot of views and she's not sure what's working, what's not working. Now, I had a conversation with Sarah about creating an SOP for LinkedIn content creation. So she now has a system. So Monday, industry insights. Wednesday is success stories. Thursday, just a poll. Friday is career advice. Now, she has templates that she can use for each type of these posts and she can do them. But once she started doing that, her engagement literally shot through the roof, because she was doing something consistently. I'm sure we've all got it, where we look for something on a certain day, like we email out to people. So most people listening to this podcast and those of you on our email list know that every Friday you get a little short email from us and it just says, this is our latest podcast. It's on X, might find it useful. Go and have a listen here. And so it's consistency. And by knowing what I do when, because people start looking for, you know, we've all watched, you know, the soaps on TV. We know things are going to be on at a certain time. We get used to that. So we go, and in the UK, the BBC have the news on at 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock every night. I am wired to go and look and think, oh, right, okay. Because often I will work till 6 o'clock in the evening and I normally time it to like 1 minute to 6 so I can go, oh, right, I need to go and put the TV on now and watch this, because we work remotely. And that's how people are wired. They are looking for things from you. And so having that SOP will make a huge difference for you. So just in case you're not totally convinced, just share a few more benefits of creating SOPs for you. It's consistency that builds trust. And I've just alluded to that anyway, because in recruitment, consistency is everything. Your clients need to know that they can rely on you. Your candidates need to feel confident in the process that they go through with you. When you have SOPs for your marketing activities, you ensure that every touch point with your audience is reflecting your brand values, your quality standards, and gets people excited about the process of working with you. Now, here's something that is raised a lot, and that's that we never have enough time. We never have enough time to do things. So here's the thing, SOPs, will save you so much time. Have you ever had that thing where you think, oh, I know I need to go and do this first, or do I do that first, or do I do this? Oh, I've lost my password. Where's my password for this? Oh, can't quite remember that. And you can waste literally hours each week doing that. Whereas if you've got your SOP, maybe you have it on your system. This is a tip I always do, is I create the search string to where this is saved in Dropbox. We happen to use Dropbox as a repository for everything, so I know exactly where I can find things. And that saves hours and hours of time. Speaking of the challenges that we discuss on this podcast around attracting the clients that you want and the candidates to fill the roles that you get, it's a competitive market. And Sharon and I have taken some time away from the business to actually put together something that will help you figure out exactly where you stand with your marketing right now. Now, we've created a quick assessment specifically for recruitment, search and staffing business owners just like you. And it's designed to help you identify whether you're effectively attracting both clients and candidates with your current marketing approach, or if there are some gaps that you need to address. Now, this quiz will just take a few minutes and it'll give you a picture of where your marketing is working and where it might be falling short. Because to be honest, in a market where 87% of companies are struggling with skills gaps, and candidates are ghosting left, right, and center, your marketing really does need to be spot on. And when you've taken this assessment, we will email you your personalized PDF. So it's personalized to you and it's related to the scores that you achieve and where you fit in a ranking. And what we know works when people are low on one score or high on another. And I think you'll find that incredibly useful too. So if you want to know and find out about your marketing, how it stacks up, then go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/scorecard. And that will take you to a page, put your name and email address in there, and then you'll go straight into the quiz. And again, it only takes a few minutes. You know, trust me, it's worth the time, especially if you feel like you're not achieving the results that you want currently with the market the way that it is, and you really want to assess where you are so you can make some changes. So let's get back to that podcast. So that's a benefit that many people forget about. Now, here's something. Let's talk about scalability without chaos. Now, this is huge. Probably right now, for many of you, you will be doing the process that I'm talking about, or you'll be doing at least some of it. The business always revolves around you, particularly if you're new to creating content. Obviously, come and talk to us if you want some support around that. But what happens when you want to grow? What happens when you want to hire team members, or you want to take a holiday or a vacation? Please help, because you know all the SOPs are there. People just need to follow them. And I'll share some other ideas around that as well. And that makes a difference. So if you are working with a virtual assistant, maybe you're working with a virtual assistant in the Philippines or in South Africa or somewhere that is not in your country, or they're working remotely, they can get consistent results for you. You know, you become less of a bottleneck and more of that strategic leader that you have always wanted to be. Now, here's something that is important, is it leads to using an SOP, increased quality and reduced errors. So when you're rushing through a marketing task without a systematic approach, mistakes do happen, can happen. But you forget to follow up with the lead. You miss an important detail in client communications, or you publish content with errors. So all of these can happen. Now, I'm not saying they're never going to happen, but if you have an S and if you have an SOP, it is likely that any errors are reduced. Now, I talked about, mentioned Logan before, but one of the other benefits of using an SOP is obviously better training and onboarding. people feel included in the process. And no, you can't just hand something to somebody. Right, follow that step by step. It is done in a different way. Having that SOP, then you can go through the training quite fast. And you can really support your people. Here's the thing too, documented systems. Having a documented system means that you can look for improvement and improve things. Because if you see something, that, oh, actually, it would be quicker if we did it this way. And having an SOP, you've got something that you can look at and you can say, ah, if I did it this way, it would be completely different. I'm not going to go into all the financial impact of that, because obviously, depending on what you pay yourself an hour versus paying somebody else, then just think about it doesn't take a genius to work the math or maths, wherever you are in the world on that one. But think about one of the things that I like is peace of mind. So there's something that's hard to quantify, but incredibly valuable about having peace of mind, because when you've got systems in place, you take time off without worrying, you know, that your marketing's falling apart. You can focus on other, more strategy rather than consistently putting out fires. So really, it does make a difference there. So I'm going to talk to you about the simple process of creating a marketing SOP. Now, here's something, and it's not popular. You need to do it, not somebody else. You want the business done in your way. Now, obviously, people that work with us, they've got training videos and all of the things that they can look at. I'm talking to people here that are creating SOPs themselves. And the important thing here is you know what you want and you know how you want it delivered. And when we had our bigger marketing agency and we were writing content, I think I used to drive people mad. Because I wanted things delivered in a certain way. I wanted our clients to get a great experience because we would write the content for them. And I wanted the documents that they received to all be formatted in the same way, with the same font, with the same point. So it was at the time we were using Calibra 11 point, and we had subheadings that were 16 point. And I wanted to consider, I didn't want it all looking like the UK, we call it a dog's breakfast. I wanted it to look right. This was important to me and to our brand. So creating that SOP would fall to me. And yes, is it time consuming? Well, a little bit, however things are done in your way. And then so, you know, it's about you creating that process. By all means, ask for people's feedback and you can adapt things. They might add something to the conversation. However, doing the SOP will work really well for you. So here's how I create an SOP. And this is a simple three-step process. So first of all, you record yourself doing the task. Now, great way to do this, if you use Zoom or not, is actually do it in Zoom. And Zoom workplace, there's a button you can tick in Zoom and it will transcribe your audio from the video, which is phenomenal. So you can do that. So first thing to do is to record the process. And when you record doing the task, I just laugh at this, but it's something that has to be said. Don't mumble. Don't speak fast. Don't be Miss or Mr. Clicker Clicker, because someone who's doing this process may not have done it before. You go through the task painfully slow so they can get and understand every part of the process. That is so brilliant to do. Now, number two, if you are using something else as a video recorder, then you can get the video transcribed. Whatever it is, the video that you are using, you need to get a transcription for this. And this is where it becomes amazing, because AI is so useful. And if you have the transcription from your video recording, you can then use your favorite AI tool, and there's multiple ones out there. And just a tip, the paid ones are always better, whether it's ChatGPT or one of my favorites is Claude. And so you literally get your transcription and you put a prompt into your AI tool. And here you give a detailed prompt. So it could be, I have a transcription of myself performing whatever marketing, let's just say it's writing a personal branding post. And you just say, look, please create a comprehensive standard operating procedure based on this transcription. Please number it 1 to the final number. Leave spacing, start with a capital letter. Please make it practical and easy to follow for someone who hasn't done this task before. Here's the transcription. And then what happens is AI will work its magic. And fingers crossed, most times it will come up with something that is more than usable. Now, here's the thing. You must read through it all and check the nuances, because sometimes, as we all know, we love our AI tools, but sometimes they can spit out things that are ridiculous. So make sure that you go through and just tweak anything. And then what I do, I like to do myself, because if I do this once, yeah, it might take me a little bit longer, but I then test it and I follow it to the letter myself and I see how it works. And then I can tweak it if I've just said, oh, do you know what? AI didn't pick up this. When I recorded the video, I missed this bit out. I should have said that. Because remember, from your transcription, AI can only work with what you give it. So if you've gotten to say, oh, actually, I forgot to say, you need to actually go click here to get that recording. You need to save it here. Then obviously AI is not going to pick that up because you missed it on the video. So it's just really go through that process. And that is something that anyone can do when it comes to creating an SOP. Really simple to do. You record yourself doing the process. You either use the transcription that is given to you, or you use an AI tool, or you use a tool to transcribe it. There's so many out there at the moment. There's Otter, there is Onyx, there's Descript, multiple AI transcribing tools that you can use, and it does it almost instantly. And then you've got your SOP. And we have a folder because different people access it. And we have a secure business version of Dropbox. And in it, we have a training folder. And inside that training folder is every single process all listed out. And there are videos recorded. And there are SOPs from those videos. So you can see so many different things that you can do. And for those of you with Microsoft 365, I think there's actually ways that you can get things to create SOPs for you in there. This is a foolproof process that I've used, works incredibly well. And I'm going to leave it there with you guys to have a go at creating SOPs. So imagine, by the end of the summer, some of the key functions in your business, you have SOPs created for you. And it may be, if some of you have a marketeer or whatever, you could ask them to create an SOP on the process that they're using. Because then, if they're on holiday or you become really busy or you want to get ahead with things, then one of their colleagues can at the same time use the same process as them to make sure that it's working. As I've said, SOPs aren't just for marketing. SOPs could be for sales. So I was brought up with scripts, using sales scripts, because sales scripts are brilliant no matter what anybody tells you. They put multiple six figures into my bank account over the years. And consider when you're looking at SOPs, you'll probably see the value and the beauty of how you can use them. And, you know, just think about where you can use them in other parts of business. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time. If you enjoy this podcast and this year you are ready to take your marketing to the next level, then check out Superfast Circle. This is a unique marketing program designed specifically for recruiters and their marketeers. You get access to two virtual marketing directors, you get consultancy, you get your hand held through the whole process, training, consulting, and we provide content resources. So go over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/join and check out what's available.